This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So I'm joined in the studio by Josie Paratta from SMS Lighthouse Single Mum Support. Thanks so much for coming in, Josie.
My pleasure.
All right. I am absolutely inspired, blown away. I can't think of the right words to articulate what you have done and even just the little bits of your story that I know. I tell you what, you're one in a million. And I'm so excited to have you on the show chatting today. So first of all, tell us about SMS Lighthouse. Yeah. What is it?
So Single Mum Support is a support service. It's a hand-in-hand support service for single mums that are escaping domestic violence, or any single mum actually who's just out there that's trying to do life as a single mum. And so we work in a centre on the northern beaches of Sydney. And we are Monday to Friday, so we do Monday, Thursday, Fridays as one-on-one case management, where we work with clients in order to help them to move forward and connect them to services and just support them, whether it's through housing or Centrelink or going to court. We write legal documents, and it's like I said, we're just there just to really work with these mums and give them some hope to move forward. And on a Tuesday morning, we have a support group called Moving Forward. And in that group, we have an hour of connecting where all the mums just come and connect with each other. And then the second hour, we have key speakers that actually come in and talk on specific topics. And some of the topics might be cooking on a budget, doing budgets, time management, writing resumes, how do you find jobs, how do you look for properties, court, anything really that's just going to support a mum. So
wow. Yeah, I was looking at your website and you help people with all the paperwork for Centrelink. Oh my goodness. That's a whole area in itself. Yes. You've also got some great sponsors, Big W, with clothing and stuff for kids.
That's right. It's
so, so good. All right, so you set this up. Mm-hmm. Tell us how that came about.
Sure. So it was in 2006, I found myself pregnant with my fourth child, and I myself was in a domestic violent relationship. I had been married to this guy for about 6 years, and our relationship was not always that of violence. In the beginning, in the early days, there was a few moments, but the majority of the time was verbal and emotional abuse. And so in 2006, as I said, I found myself pregnant with my fourth child, and I realized that I just needed to get out. And I ended up in a woman's refuge. And it was in that place that I looked at my situation, and I had just started coming back to church, and I really just went before God and lay on that bed just going, oh my gosh, look at me, three children and pregnant with my fourth in a woman's refuge, Lord. Mm. What is it for me? What does my future hold? I felt like I was a failure.
Mm.
And so it was at that time that I just sensed the small voice of God, and it was the encouragement that it was going to be okay, that there was a hope and a future for me. And so as I walked through that scenario and found myself in what I now know as crisis mentality, I couldn't, with all the paperwork that I was given in order to try and move forward, my brain was not working to fill it all out. And I wished at that moment that I had just one person that would come alongside and help me work through all this paperwork.
Yeah, wow.
And as I really just dug my heels in and seek God on the matter, I did gain strength to do it all. But I felt then that the Lord said to me, take note of everything that you do, because you will do what you want someone else to do for you.
Wow.
And that's literally where it came from. Everything that I did in order to move forward with housing, court, Centrelink, all those kind of things, I took note of it all, and then I educated myself with a advanced diploma in case management. And then we set up SMS Lighthouse, and that's what we are, a one-stop shop of support for single mums.
Wow. Well done. Well done for being obedient to the word of God.
Thank
when
you.
He spoke to you, because yes, it's not always easy.
No, no.
Wow. Well done. So you said yourself you were in a violent relationship. Four kids. Can you tell us how did you get out? What were the steps you
sure
took?
Sure, yeah. So for me, and look, I know out there the stats are known that women leave 6 times before they leave for the last time.
Mm.
That's well known amongst our services that there are those kind of stats. So I had tried to leave 3 times.
I was about to say, so did you leave?
I did.
Yeah, okay.
I tried to leave 3 times. And so why it's so hard for us when there's children involved and all that. For me, in my case, I'm here from New Zealand, and so I had no family support here.
Mm-hmm.
I did not actually want to go back to New Zealand because I just felt like I was called to stay here. So I remembered thinking, well, where am I going to go? Who am I going to stay with? What am I going to do? How am I going to live? And so that was one of the reasons, I suppose, why I stayed longer. Mm-hmm. And just put up with the continual control and the belittling and everything that was going on. And but look, the turning point in my leaving for the last time, and this is one of the things that I absolutely would not want any other woman to go through ever, was my children, my son specifically, my firstborn son, was being affected by the whole thing because my kids were seeing, you know, that we were walking on eggshells all the time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, Dad was always even belittling him and putting him down, and his confidence was being really pushed down. And as it would be, every single time there would be a blow up or something, I would send the kids to their rooms and sort of say, just get out and go to the bedroom. And on this one evening, him and Dad were in an argument, and I did intervene and said, you know, go to your room, go to your room. And he went to his room. But as I would always go in afterwards and just sit down with the kids and just, you know, it's not your fault, like, you know, and try and educate them on how to actually deal with it or handle it. And look,
teaching them your coping mechanisms,
exactly,
that you learnt yourself. Now
exactly.
You're teaching them. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And because I was brought up in a home of domestic violence myself, it was something that I was doing was, you know, I had learnt how to, I suppose, separate myself from the situation, but I was trying to teach that to my kids. And so looking back, that's so unhealthy.
Mm.
But this one evening when I went back, I actually walked into that bedroom and I found him at the top of the bunk bed on the pole. He'd put a belt around his neck and tried to take his life at 8 years old, you know. And so As a mum walking into that, I freaked out and I yelled out to his dad to come and help me because I couldn't lift him up to bring him over the knob, and he just sort of yelled out and said, he just wants attention, so he didn't come. But then everything in me, you know, I just pushed his body right up and he fell to the ground. But he looked up at me with these little eyes and just said, "Mummy, I just want to go back to God." And that was the moment that I knew that if I did not get out, then I may have a death on my hands.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. You're making me tear up on air, Josie. I've never cried on air before.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
So, look, super, you know, I definitely, you know, would hate for any other mother to experience that, but I praise God that I walked in when I did, because I think if I had been 5-10 minutes longer, I would have lost that little boy. And today, though, because we did get out and because we did get the help that we needed and we stayed in church and got some really great people around us, my boy is 18, almost 19, doing amazing. He graduated in his HSC. He's now got a full-time job in cabinet making and loves rugby league with a passion and has played reps with Manly. And so right now he's still at it and still trying to break into the rugby league arena, which we absolutely believe in God in.
Mm-hmm.
But look, he's a different child than what he was at 8 years old. And so we were one of the ones that were able to get out.
So. Yeah. So that moment, that was the catalyst for you to leave.
Absolutely.
And stay away.
It was. Yeah.
Wow. Mother's instinct, I guess, it takes over sometimes. It's like you'll anything for your kids.
Definitely. Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, I was putting up with it all. And again, like I said, because I was, it was normal to me because of my upbringing.
Well, you don't know what you don't know. And you repeat the patterns that it's you've true. Grown up around because, I mean, that's your normal.
So true.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And until you see it's something affecting your children, yeah. I think you're right. The mother instinct kicks in and we step up.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I can completely understand how overwhelming it must have felt to think, how am I going to do this on my own? I mean, you're pregnant with your fourth child.
That's right.
Where are you going to live? How are you going to pay for things? Oh, gosh. But I guess it takes seeing your child in that situation to push through that feeling of overwhelming and being overwhelmed and I guess just think, I'm just going to make a way. I don't know how.
Absolutely. And it was exactly that. I have no idea how,
yeah.
but there was a knowing inside of me because of my relationship with Christ that somehow, some way, it was going to be okay.
Yeah. He's got your back.
He's got my back.
And he did. He had your back because look at you now.
Sure. Yes. I'm blown away myself.
Wow.
Where he's brought me.
And look, can I just ask the question, because there may be women listening who are actually in that situation that you were in. What would you say to them? What can they do now?
Sure. I would say, you know, please don't wait until it becomes a life and death situation. If it is that there's no maybe violence involved, but it's emotional and verbal abuse, don't be thinking it's okay, this is nothing, and push it down, because the refuges and the services know that women that are going through emotional and verbal abuse are harder cases to help move forward, because the impact is even harder. So don't disregard that. But I would say you need to do everything you can. If he's not going to show any signs of moving forward or getting help for himself, because, look, we all want that, right? But if he's not going to, and there is this cycle that's been going on for a long time, you need to get out now while you are safe. And if you are going through something right now and you aren't safe, you need to immediately call 000 or go online and Google domestic violence, and all of the support services in whatever state you are in will come up, and you just need to make one phone call and get out. Seriously, DV right now is in the highlight of government and everything. So there is so much help out there, and I promise you, our children are so resilient. Specifically, if you are in church, you connect them into church and you watch what God does. He will bring them through. They will be okay, and you will get through, because us women, we actually are strong. We've just got to take the bold steps to move forward.
Wow. Now you're preaching. Come on. You know what, Josie? You're doing exactly what God told you to do. Everything that, you know, all the steps you took, you're actually helping other women do that. It's so awesome to see. All right. Now you actually, SMS Lighthouse has an event coming up this Thursday night. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So it's our annual fundraising dinner. It's actually only our second fundraising dinner. I've done everything that I have done through the years with nothing. And only 2 years, last year, I just went, right, now it's time to get serious. Let's raise some money so we can really make an impact in our community. So our dinner on Thursday the 17th is at the Manly ICMS College of Management up at Darley Road in Manly. It's a 6:30 start for a 7 p.m. kickoff. We have the theme is glamorous and lounge suits.
Nice.
It's exciting. It's going to be awesome. We've got some amazing entertainment with the awesome Prinny Stevens coming in to do
fantastic.
A number. Absolutely. And just, you know, live auctions, some silent auctions, and just a real fabulous night, actually. It's just going to be a fun-filled event. But also you'll hear a couple of stories from some of my clients.
Yeah.
And we do give a Moving Forward Award to another client, so someone who's
so
moved
good.
Forward.
Yeah. I love it. All right, this Thursday night, make sure you get along to that. And all the details also for that are on your website, smslighthouse.org.au. Josie, thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for being so authentic and sharing your story and opening your heart to Sydney.
My pleasure. It's awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Make sure you do check out the website, smslighthouse.org.au, and get along Thursday night.